You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dave. It's a really, really weird, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give the information. Ask me for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, this is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and I want to welcome you to hour number three. Hope you enjoyed the first 2 hours. I want to remind you that we are brought to you by, in part, by Numana.com/Hodges. Numana Foods has proven itself to be the very best storable food company in the world. Find out why. Go to Numana.com/Hodges and get the peace of mind that comes with knowing that you've done what you need to do to take care of your family. We're also, again, brought to you by Renaissance Precious Metals, converting your soon-to-be-worthless cash into precious metals. Call Steve tomorrow, 406-586-4842, for the most low-pressure sales I've ever seen in precious metals. Well, we really hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll see you back here again next week. Enjoy hour number three, and we'll see you back here again real soon. Go out and have a great week, everybody. God bless. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we're the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We're brought to you by Health Masters. And I'll tell you, Health Masters has done me great, great good with my health. Doug Hagman, Health Masters has something for everybody. Go to healthmasters.com, and for a short time, you can use the coupon code Hodges5. To take 5% off your order. Again, that's healthmasters.com. And speaking of Health Masters, we have the owner and the founder of Health Masters, Dr. Ted Brower, on the line. Ted, I want to tell you a real quick story before we jump into what we're going to talk about. As you know, I'm a former college basketball coach, former college basketball player. I love the game. I still watch the game some. And the NBA champions, the Golden State Warriors, have said that they're not going to go to the White House to meet Donald Trump, which is the tradition for winning championship teams. And yet these people, most of them who are black, are saying that they don't like Trump and he's an overt racist. And I don't see where the racism comes in. In fact, on the contrary, Stephen Curry and company from Golden State Warriors visited Obama, whose chief of staff is Valerie Jarrett, and she got kicked out of the Chicago city government as assistant communications director because it was discovered she was running a tenement slum called the Garden Grove Apartments, and all of her tenants were black. How about that, Golden State Warriors? And these people just seem to be programmed that because I'm black, I must hate Trump, but I can't tell you why. Ted, we've seen a lot of programming going on in our country, and that's the focus of today. And let me get your quick reaction to the story I just told you, and then we'll jump into what we're going to talk about.
Well, you know, Michael Savage wrote a book, I read it a few years ago, about the coming civil war in the United States. Mm-hmm. And an article was just released online from WND about 18 hours ago, and it said that Michael Savage predicted violence by, quote, marginals the day before the attack, and that we were at a boiling point, and there's going to be a civil war. Less than 24 hours before, a supporter of former Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders fired Republican members of Congress at a baseball practice, seriously injuring House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and four others. Savage warned of a marginal people who are set to explode and kill somebody. Savage, the host of the nationally syndicated Savage Nation, was commenting on recent developments that have escalated the anti-Trump resistance. And what's interesting about this, he talks about what happened with Barack Obama a few years ago when he was doing commencement services and how he was going out and he was actually trying to cause racial divide among the graduating classes in which he had spoken to, he was speaking to. Now, this is some crazy stuff that's happening. Plus, folks don't realize that one of the people who was at the baseball practice yesterday was a Republican that had introduced new legislation to change gun laws, as far as easing the restrictions on armor-piercing bullets, reducing the restrictions on over a dozen different types of guns, and also making silencers legal without having to get tax stamps. That man who introduced that legislation, Dave, was at the baseball game yesterday. And so, yes, now they have canceled indefinitely until further notice the debate upon the legislation that he had put in place to pass these different wide-reaching gun laws. So there's a whole lot more play here than meets the eye. You know, a few years ago, another representative of Congress was shot, along with a federal court judge, and that federal court judge was also a big pro-Second Amendment judge. So everything you have to look at in the background with all of these guys is always obfuscation. They're trying their best every time they do something to change the narrative and to prevent things from happening. So I personally believe that a lot of what happened yesterday for the timing of that particular event was because of the gun legislation that was pending and the committees that were being met and the debate was being done yesterday in D.C. So this is a mess, Dave.
It is a mess. And let me put on my tinfoil conspiracy theory hat for a second. I find this just absolutely almost too coincidental that I heard a report on CNN after the shooting saying that the perpetrator had been shot but was expected to survive.
That's
and he
right.
dies. And this is exactly what happened with Seth Rich. And if we want to go back in our ancient history here, the accused but did not do it assassin of John Kennedy, Lee Harvey Oswald, same thing, where they let a gangster pimp drug dealer into the Dallas County Jail where he assassinated Oswald as they were transferring him. It was a setup. In other words, dead men tell no tales, and I find it interesting that these people never survive to tell the story. And with this shooter, Hodgkinson from Belleville, Illinois, Ted, I have to tell you, I smell MK Ultra. I can't prove
oh,
it,
me too.
But do you smell it too?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to read you one more. This is from CNN. Now, listen to this article. This is from Jamie Herb this morning. It says, House hearing on gun legislation canceled after shooting. A congressional hearing scheduled for Wednesday morning to debate gun legislation has been canceled until further notice in the wake of the shooting. The House Natural Resources Federal Lab Subcommittee spokesperson Molly Block confirmed yesterday to CNN. The panel has been due to debate the Sportsman Heritage and Recreational Enhancement Act, which includes 18 provisions related to guns and hunting, as well as other recreational, sporting, and outdoor provisions. The measure would make it easier to purchase silencers, transport guns across state lines, and ease restrictions on armor-piercing bullets. This is a huge legislation. The bill draft is sponsored by Representative Jeff Duncan, Republican from South Carolina, who was at the Wednesday's practice in Alexandria, Virginia, where Majority Whip Steve Scalise and another were shot. The Natural Resources hearing is one of several events that have been canceled or postponed in the wake of the shooting. A Senate Appropriations Committee hearing with the U.S. Senate Sergeant-at-Arms and Capitol Police Chief Barroso scheduled for Wednesday morning has also been postponed. But listen to this. Democrat Senator Blumenthal in Connecticut, Conyers of Michigan postponed a news conference where they were set to discuss a lawsuit against President Trump. But not all events in the Capitol have been canceled. Secretary of State Tillerson, there you go, and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis are still both testifying at separate hearings on Wednesday. Guys, this whole thing is about this gun legislation as far as I'm concerned. This was sweeping legislation. This original silencer, this gun suppressor, which makes the guns quieter to fire, was originally put into place back in the 1930s to prevent, quote-unquote, people from shooting people and not being able to find out where they were. And also, the Great Depression, people were starving to death, and they did not want the American population going out into the woods and hunting for food and not being heard when they killed animals that were basically being protected. So this is some crazy stuff that's going on right now, Dave, and no one's talking about this and the fact that the guy who put this legislation in from South Carolina was also at this event yesterday. So he may have been the one who was supposed to have been targeted. Who knows? But the reality is this: who knows when in the world now this legislation is going to be heard? Because now this is not going to be the time to quote unquote pass, you know, less restrictive gun laws in the United States. This is. But you're right, though. This to me, this seems like they wound somebody up, because if you read the letters that he was writing to his local newspaper, gosh, he absolutely hated Trump. He wanted to be on a multi-tiered, even more tiered income tax system, and he was a huge Bernie Sanders supporter. So, yeah, they could have easily wound this boy up. And again, like you said, he's dead. Okay?
Yeah.
So now there's no going in there and questioning the guy. So it's crazy to me that this kind of stuff happens on a regular basis whenever big legislation is coming on, or to obfuscate the news, we have to look at this, too, of what's going on with the Seth Rich thing. You know, it's all about this complete and total vilification of Donald Trump right now in the media and with these nutbags. And so they're so unhappy they lost. See, we have two powers here. This is the nuttiest thing that you've got to look at here. This is the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany. If you read the book Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr, great book, you need to read it. You get it free online. What was interesting, and I'm going to repeat that because you guys are going to say, what book did he say? Pawns, P-A-W-N-S, Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. It's a free PDF download online. You can read it as a leisure on your own iPhone or iPad. Now, what's interesting about this is he said there were two factions in Germany that were fighting against each other. He said it was the pro-warlord faction, which wanted German domination and Nazi domination over the entire planet, and also the more conservative group of the Nazi party that basically Hitler was involved in. And then he said on the other side of it was the Rothschild banking cartel, which is basically sponsoring all of these events in Germany and basically promoting World War II. In addition to that, they also run the central banks, including in the United States. Now, what's interesting about this is you had two opposing satanic agendas, is what this was, who were fighting with each other for control of the planet. And what is interesting now, it almost appears that that's happening again, because you've got the Bush Nazi crime cartel with Prescott Bush being friends. This is the grandfather of Bush, the actual father of George H. Bush. He was friends with Adolf Hitler and actually was basically charged with trading with the enemies after this bank. And he actually helped almost, he tried to do a coup of the United States to bring fascism to the United States using Smedley Butler in 1933. You guys can go back and read all of this stuff. And now we have that group of Nazis, including all the ones who were brought into our government through Operation Paperclip, and then we have the group of the Rothschild people. You know, Trump seems to be more aligned with the Rothschild people in the central banks because of his appointment of all of these former Goldman Sachs folks, which is absolutely crazy that he's doing all of that. So it's interesting that we're watching this huge political play take place in Washington and globally now of these two opposing groups that are both awful. They're both awful, competing against each other, trying for the control of the planet, Dave. So you're absolutely right. This whole thing reeks of some type of CIA, MKUltra, mind control boy that was wound up and turned loose yesterday at that baseball field. So what a mess.
Well, we're seeing the same kind of conditioning going on with Black Lives Matter.
That's
and
right.
Other Soros-sponsored groups. And, you know, Ted, just a tidbit about me. When I was in late elementary and in middle school, I got caught up in the forced busing to promote racial integration in inner-city schools. So I rode a bus for about 15, 20 minutes one way. And most of my friends in that time were Black. And I marched with them in civil rights demonstrations that these young people would take on as their own. And I totally agreed with their positions. The segregation was wrong and it had to be corrected. So you're talking about someone who also coached college basketball, and about 80% of my players were Black. And I still have great relations with them today. And I've reached out to some of them, Ted. They think this is lunacy, what's going on. One I spoke with yesterday, he thought Stephon Curry, the Golden State star, is out to lunch. And what he's saying about Trump, he said, I don't see any justification for it. I don't know that Trump is any better than the Democrats, but he certainly isn't any worse. I don't get it. Where is all this so-called racism coming from? What are the allegations? I can't get to the bottom of them. Can you?
Yeah. This is a big, it's programming. What they're doing is they're doing it on the TV. They're doing it through alpha brainwave programming. They're doing it through theta brainwave programming. They're doing through flicker rates. And folks are sitting in front of these TV sets, and they're basically believing everything they're hearing about how racist Donald Trump is, though there's never been any proof to any of that. And what's crazy about this, I'm not saying that the guy's an angel, because we know that he's not, but, you know, to me, as far as from a conservative standpoint, he's far, far, far superior than Hillary Clinton ever would have been, because basically Hillary Clinton was bringing us right down the slippery slope to war with Russia, you know, and taking all of our weapons away from us, and, you know, in the United States. So we've got a major problem here, because the brainwashing of these, how should they say, I forgot what how Savage said it in his article, but they're all being taught a lie because of the TV and because of Hollywood. And you have people like, I believe it was Jamie Foxx, the one black actor who likes said he likes to be playing these certain parts that he plays because he gets to go out and kill a bunch of white people. I mean, all of these things start playing into the psyche of the population from a minority standpoint, and they start really believing that they've been done wrong. And then you got Barack Obama, who's the president of the United States, who's black, who basically has shown the people in the United States of color that there really is no glass ceiling as far as race any longer. But you have a person who basically goes out and intentionally promotes racism with, like, Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman. I mean, you start, this guy, this leader of the country, starts telling everybody how horrible this country is. Michelle Obama, his it of a wife, whatever it was, goes out and starts telling people how ashamed she is of the United States. And so what it's doing is breathing this complete and total contempt of the United States into the psyche of the minorities in the United States. And it's ridiculous, because there's really none of that going on any longer with a black president. I mean, you know, Colin Powell, who was a friend of mine for many, many years, been on the seminar circuit back in the 90s, I told Colin Powell back in the 90s that I would personally support him and run the Florida campaign for him as president. And he told me he did not want to be the first black president because he was afraid he was going to get assassinated. And his wife, Alma, was in fear of that, and she had asked him repeatedly not to run for president. But, of course, they took him out of the political circle with his little uranium tubes in front of the UN and pretty much discredited him forever, amen, as far as ever having him go out and run for president, because he was actually relatively sane as far as anybody in Hollywood, anyone in Washington, D.C., could possibly be. So, you know, it's one of these things, Dave. We've been basically an entire monarch-controlled programming from the TV sets, from the fact that the CIA implanted, you know, their agents into the media years and years ago. It's all known now. And to basically program the United States to believe the narrative that they want. I mean, we remember when they were using the subliminal things in the Star Spangled Banner before the TVs went off the air back in the 50s and the 60s, when they actually implanted things like obey, trust the government is God. And these are subliminal programming messages they were putting in that were coming from the MK Ultra Mind Control staff, from Operation Paperclip, from the Nazi Germany camp. Because remember, MK Ultra is mind control. K with the control is how you spell control in Germany, and this was right out of the Operation Paperclip, right out of the Nazi concentration camp. So you're right, this is MK Ultra. This is exactly what we're dealing with here, and now we've had 60, 70 years of programming in the United States, and they're doing everything they can to foment a civil war to bring about a complete and total totalitarian regime in the United States and take away all of our guns and say, if we can't have a country that's armed, because we're having these little skirmishes and wars and battles and everything else. Look what they did yesterday. They had this big, full-blown, you know, attack, you know, using military helicopters cutting off the top of the trees and everything else, you know, not even warning the people there were going to be, you know, 50-caliber machine gun fire first thing in the morning. I mean, who in the world would think that we weren't having a war if you're living in a neighborhood and that's going on and you have no idea that the government is doing exercises, live fire exercises, you know, in a civilian population? I mean, this whole thing is nuts, Dave. We've got a group of people in Washington right now that are Looney Tunes, and they're desperate to hold on to their power. They're doing everything they possibly can, like Michael Savage says, to create the narrative for a civil war to continue to erode our civil liberties.
I totally agree. I have written conversations with some of my readers and listeners, and they go something like this. Well, Trump is a racist, and you're supporting a racist, so therefore, Hodges, you're a racist. And I write back to them, and I say things like, well, tell me how it would be different under Hillary Clinton, who comes around every 4 years and promises you the sun, the sky, and the moon, and nothing changes. In fact, the economic plight of black people has never been worse under the Democrats, where at one time the Democrats controlled all of Congress and the presidency, and yet nothing changed. Can you explain that? And they can't. It's like you get no response, blank stares. It's crazy, Ted, how an entire group of people, and I shouldn't say entire, but a large group of people of the black population is programmed to hate Donald Trump, and yet I haven't heard anything about examples of his racism. I've heard about his womanizing. I've heard about his bad language with regard to women. I know about that, and I admit that that is true. Where's the racism, Ted? Do you have any examples? I can't find any.
Years ago, I had a workout partner. He basically was a former NFL football player. I won't mention his name because he's a friend of mine, and I'm not going to do that to him because the show's too big. And he worked out with me here at the house for 7 years. I have a little gym here at my house, and a great guy. I mean, he's also a pastor. I mean, he's a phenomenal athlete. I mean, from a genetic standpoint, from a physical standpoint, he's vastly genetically superior to me. I mean, he could do 27 push-ups, I mean, pull-ups when he was 50 years old. I mean, in one set. I mean, I told him, you know, you're genetically superior to me physically. You know, I said, this is amazing that you're such an incredible athlete. He said, well, Ted, I was an NFL player. You know, he says, you know, we're pretty high level of athletic accomplishment to be able to get there. And I said, well, you're right. But what was interesting to me, one day we were talking, Dave, and I told him he started talking to me about slave reparations. And I looked at him, I laughed, and I said, slave reparations? I said, what does that have to do with me and you? I said, you're not a slave, and I never owned any slaves. And he goes, well, the white people need to be paying slave reparations to the black people. And I'm like, man, I said, you know, my parents, you know, are from Germany. I said, we never owned any slaves. I said, we weren't involved in anything like that. And then he said to me, he says, you live in this country and you benefit from this country, so you need to be paying black people reparations. And I looked at him and I said, Van, you live in this country and you benefit from this country and you never had any, you were never a slave. It doesn't make any sense to me at all that we're dealing with hundreds of years ago, 400 or 500 years ago, as far as slavery in the United States. And that was his mindset, Dave. And the sad part about this is, you know, we've already done this with the blacks and with the poor whites and all the other people that we brought into the Great Society program back in the 60s with Lyndon Johnson, that great socialist welfare state that he established for us, and he was going to wipe out poverty. It doesn't work. When you give people stuff for free, it doesn't work. Last night I had a good friend of mine who's a nationally known radio talk show personality, and he had been giving his family money for years. Well, suddenly he stopped giving them money, and now they're all mad at him. I mean, they're mad at him. And see, this is what happens in the social welfare system. You know, we breed this type of behavior. You know, it doesn't matter if they're white or black or Hispanic or whatever. If we're giving them free stuff, everybody's happy because it's basically the bread and circuses for the masses. But when we stop giving the free stuff away, everybody gets upset. And that's what everybody's upset about with Donald Trump. It's not that he's a racist. They're all afraid he's going to stop giving them free stuff. And so that's the problem. And this type of belief is being fomented by the media, and by the mainstream news, which is basically nonstop lying. I mean, constant negative news with CNN, CNN. That's why you also call it, you know, constant, you know, communist news, if you wanted that, or the Clinton News Network. But the whole thing is this. We've got to understand something. I mean, it's just we don't need to be entertaining these thoughts and promoting this with the people that we know that, you know, we're a racist nation. On the contrary, we are not a racist nation. There are a lot of other nations around the world, including a lot of the Middle Eastern countries, that are extremely racist. But we don't talk about that because it's politically incorrect. So, in fact, we're not even having this conversation today because this entire conversation is politically incorrect, Dave. But people need to address this and realize that there's some major problems that we've been programmed. And so we have to understand something. There's certain things that if we do them, and they do to a regular basis, they completely change the narrative of the population, and that's exactly what we've gotten ourselves involved in now. The narrative has changed in the United States, and this narrative is basically that, you know, we need to have a complete and total upheaval, a complete and total revolution, and now it's coming from the extreme left, the Communist Party, which was controlled by the Sabbatean Kabbalist Rothschilds in the Russian Revolution, and has basically then was pushed all the way into Europe. And basically, they were trying to do a complete communist takeover of all of Europe, including Germany, in the 30s. And this is a major problem. In fact, a lot of books, from a historical standpoint, if you read them from the 20s and the 30s, it talks about the communist intrusion and the communist invasion into Germany and other parts of Europe, in those days. In fact, it was very, people don't realize how close Germany came to being overthrown by the communist revolution that swept out of Russia. In fact, if you read that book again, Pawns of the Game, it goes into detail in all of this stuff. So we need to understand this has been a thing that's been going on now for over 100 years, and this is the pinnacle of where it's happening. This is where it's going to, they're bringing us to this point right now. And I have Democrats who are friends of mine, Dave. They absolutely hate Donald Trump. I mean, I'm not talking about dislike him. I'm talking about would shoot him if they had a chance. This is how bad it's gotten, because they loathe him. And then when you ask them, why do you feel this way? Why do you want to do this? Dave, they can't give you five reasons or two reasons or one reason.
My point,
I don't
exactly.
like him. He's a racist. And you're like, why is he a racist? I don't like him. Why don't you like him? I just don't care for him. Why? Well, because it's been programmed into them to feel this way. And that's why they can't see the fact that Hillary Clinton hacked the elections and took the primaries away from Bernie Sanders. They can't see any of that. And when you point that out to them, they don't even know what to say about that. They give you a blank stare because they know it's true, but they won't accept it, because it's almost as if there's a veil, which is what the Bible says. There's a veil that's been put over the eyes of the unbeliever, the minds of the unbeliever, to cloud their judgment so they cannot see and know the truth. And that's from the God of this age. Remember that always, you have to understand that Lucifer controls this planet. You go, well, I can't believe you're getting into the religious aspect of all of this stuff. Guys, if you don't go to the religious aspect of this stuff, you don't understand who a Sabbatean Kabbalist is. You don't understand who Lucifer is and what he's trying to do. You don't understand what they're trying to do and why they're willing to destroy the entire planet. I mean, look at the stuff they're doing with CERN right now, Dave. They're trying to change timelines. They're trying to do all kinds of crazy things with CERN right now, which they're trying to do to change the reality that we currently live in. I mean, these guys are nuts. They don't even realize it when they start doing all this stuff, if they happen to get something like that and do it correctly, if they ever had that ability or technology, that they themselves would be wiped out. But they don't care, because to them, the ends would justify the means, and it doesn't make any difference. Even if they're destroyed, they'll destroy themselves to bring about their agenda. And that's the thing that you've got to understand with these guys. They believe all of this stuff so strongly from a satanic standpoint, with the drinking of the blood and the killing of the children and the sacrifices they do all of the time. They're willing to do anything they possibly can to bring in their goal, which is to raise their serpent god out of the pit and put him in charge of everything, which is something that you guys need to really realize, all the listeners who are listening here today. This whole thing doesn't make any sense unless you go back to a biblical point of view and try to understand it from a perspective of why God. Here's the thing. When God created the heavens and the earth, he created Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were his children, and he loved us so much, because apparently we are the only species, the only living things in this universe that he created in his own image. Now, there's all kinds of other life in the universe, I believe that, but he created us in his image, in the image of God Almighty, where we created. Now, what happened is Lucifer and the other angels who were in heaven with God were told after God created us that they had to basically submit to us as God's children. Lucifer wanted no part of that, so he rebelled. So, number one, he's angry that he is not was not created in God's image, number one. So not only does he hate us, he wants to be us. That's what people don't get. And that's why he came in with his other fallen ones, and they started breeding with the women to basically destroy the DNA of the planet, to destroy everything God has made. And so this is something that we have to understand. This is a millennia-long battle that's been going on, and we just happen to be in the middle of all this mess, and that's why if we don't look at it from that perspective of thousands of years, none of this makes any sense to us, because why would they intentionally destroy the planet with chemtrails? Why would they intentionally release huge amounts of nuclear radiation out of Fukushima and not shut that plant down or fill it full of concrete? Why will they not go in there and correct all of these things that they've done? Why? Because they don't want to. This is their goal, is to terraform the planet, change everything. Because remember, they want to destroy everything that God made to be good. Why have they done it with the transgenderism? Why have they taken all the male pronouns and all the different things out of the Bible and all the things some of these denominations are doing now, trying to create a gender-neutral society? Why are we trying to teach these kids in high school and college now it's okay to be a transsexual, it's okay to be whatever you want to be, that being a male or a female is fluid, that changes back and forth? I mean, these guys are nuts. But this is the kind of stuff that they're teaching on a regular basis because they want to completely and totally turn this planet back into what it was in Genesis chapter 6, in which it said that every thought of every man was evil all of the time, Dave. And that's what they're trying to do. And so it's sad that we have found ourselves in the middle of this, or you could say it's energizing that we have found ourselves in the middle of this, because we can actually fight the fight and see what we're doing and realize who the enemy is, and not like they were in the Dark Ages trying to figure out what in the world was going on and who in the world was in charge, because at least we still have our Constitution here in the United States, at least we still have our First Amendment, and at least we still have our Second Amendment. So, guys, we've got to continue to pray that our rights, this freedom of speech and our rights, as far as the Second Amendment, stay intact. Because, guys, the only reason these guys haven't completely taken over this country yet and turned us into basically servants, serfs, back into a feudal lord system, is the fact that we are armed so heavily in the United States. And I'm not advocating that we go out and try to overthrow the government. I don't believe in that at all, because it's just not something we need to do. But what I am saying is that these guys want to make sure that if we have a civil war, that, you know, we're disarmed. That's what they're trying to do, the best of their abilities, Dave. And it's crazy, but this is how you have to look at things nowadays, and things have changed so much since we were kids, Dave.
Well, I think there's no question about that, but you're absolutely right. They're locking us into a corner, and I hate to say it, because I'm a person that comes from a nonviolent belief system, but, excuse me, there's no choice but revolution.
Well, somebody asked me the other day, they said, do you think that we're ever going to get this thing right? And I said, well, we can slow it down. And they said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, the problem is that, you know, it's like it's gotten to the point now where it's gotten so bad that, you know, unless we actually have an overthrow of the federal government, I hope it would be a completely and total peaceful coup in which the military would step in and just say, look, guys, this has gotten so out of hand, we've got to do something to fix this mess. As far as the civilian population, I hope we never get involved in it. But until we have somebody, and you know, and you and I have talked about many times about what happened in Benghazi, and how we almost had a military coup of the government at that point. It was right after that, remember, Obama started firing all the top brass. I mean, over 1,000 of the top officers were terminated because they were not going to be loyal to the agenda that this administration was basically promoting. And the crazy part about all of this stuff is that, you know, the power that put Obama in office is still running D.C. today. And the only reason that Donald Trump won the election is because of the power of God Almighty. Donald Trump was pretty much the accidental president. I mean, he wasn't supposed to win. And it was because of the release of the Podesta emails and the Wiener emails and all the stuff that came off those computers a week before the election with the soul-cooking soul ceremonies. I mean, guys, think about this stuff. These guys are having soul-cooking parties in which they were drinking human blood. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that these guys are involved in, but this is what they do. And so you have to understand the spiritual aspect of all of this stuff, and it was because of God releasing this stuff or allowing it to be released a week before the election is what swung that election and made Hillary Clinton realize she was not going to be, quote-unquote, nominated and basically placed in the power. It was not going to happen because the American population simply wasn't going to tolerate it. And then we've got the whole thing we've done a show on, Dave, about how, you know, John Kerry trots down to Antarctica the day of the election. I mean, who in the world is he talking to down there on the day of the election? Why is one of the top people in the United States in government lineage, as far as when things start going bad, running down to the doggone Antarctica area the day of the election? So there's a lot of things that we're not seeing that are going on behind the scenes, and we need to be aware of what's happening. And this is what I tell my friends all the time that are Christians, and I talk about this on my own show every day when we do it. I say, look, you have to realize that the Bible talks very clearly about the fact that Adam and Eve and who we were in Genesis chapter 6 and all of the lineage of the Bible and the Nephilim and all the things that happened as far as the angels breeding with humans. And it also talks about these interdimensional beings that we call angels. It also talks about demons. So it's talking about things from other places, or you could call them an alien. And so if this thing gets exposed that, you know, we have extraterrestrial life that's actually influencing the goings-on of this planet, hey, guys, if you're a Christian, you were told this when you got saved, when the first time you read your Bible, God said it thousands of years ago in the Bible. So don't be surprised about any of this stuff. You can call him an angel. You can call him a demon. You can call him a fallen one. You can call him an extraterrestrial. Who cares? I mean, it doesn't make any difference. This stuff has been affecting this planet for thousands and thousands of years, and for us to think that it hasn't been, we're being extremely naive. We're sticking our head down in the sand. So we need to understand that there are things going on that we simply don't understand, including that mess those nuts are doing over there in CERN right now and trying to change timelines and travel and discover God particles and everything else, Dave. It's really kind of crazy that we are actually allowing this kind of stuff to go on the planet, and it shows how deeply entrenched and how much in power the deep state remains.
Yeah, tell us a little more about how they're trying to change timelines. What does that mean? What does that look like?
Okay, I'm gonna say something. I covered this on my show yesterday, Dave. And so if you guys are gonna go Looney Tunes on me, this is gonna be a good time to do that, because this is one of those things that you have to understand what happened and where this thing is actually going to. If you look at what's going on in the Bible, and you look at what happened with the verse in Corinthians, it says in Corinthians, second, I'm going to reboot this up. It's from yesterday, so I kind of lost it. It says, we speak of the, this is Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. It says, we speak of the mysterious and hidden wisdom of God, for which he destined for our glory before time began. Then he says, none of the rulers of this age, this is Lucifer and the boys, he goes, none of the rulers of this age understood it, as far as what God had destined for us, because he's omnipresent, remember that. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Son of Glory. Rather, as it is written, no eye has seen or ear has heard, no heart has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Now, what this says is this, is that if Lucifer and the bunch, these fallen angels or whoever was in charge 2,000 years ago, if they had known what was going to happen with the cross, they never would have done this. They never would have crucified God. They never would have crucified Yeshua. They never would have allowed this to happen, because it was through the cross that we have our salvation. Because as we know, as Christians, we need to understand something here about physics. If you lay two radio waves on top of each other, they cancel each other out, and you get what's called a longitudinal wave. If you lay two longitudinal waves on top of each other, they cancel each other out, and you get what's called a scalar wave. When we pray, we actually create scalar waves. Scalar waves are capable of transferring information from one timeline to another timeline. They're capable of going interdimensionally, and they can transfer information 100 million light years away instantaneously. That's a scalar wave. That's what they're capable of doing. It's the forefront of physics. This is quantum mechanics we're talking about now. Now, what ends up happening is this. If you take a quart of your blood, Dave, or not a quart, a pint, and you take a pint of your blood and you keep it alive and you send it to Australia and you basically keep it alive, 24 hours later it's in Australia, and I have you watch a scary movie here in Florida, that you'll start releasing fear molecules in your blood immediately here in Florida. And because of scalar waves and the interconnectedness of the DNA, your blood in Australia, which was taken out of you 24 hours earlier, will start doing the same thing. It'll start releasing fear molecules. So your blood's connected interdimensionally through scalar waves. It talks to itself and into the other parts of the blood. This is one of the reasons, because of the energy that's contained in the blood, that these satanic groups drink the human blood and do the things they do. A lot of the world's elite now are actually taking blood out of children. And guys, I'm not making this stuff up. You can look it up. And they're actually having it transfused into them for the energy contributing factors of the blood. And they're saying it's like it reverses the aging process. And so a lot of these billionaires are doing this. So we have this group of kids now that are disappearing. We have them being sacrificed. We have them being drained of blood. Now we're talking about vampire kind of stuff. All of this stuff's going on because of the blood. Well, when Christ was crucified 2,000 years ago on the cross, it says that his blood cried out more than Abel's did. In Genesis, it said that when Cain killed Abel, Abel's blood cried out. And when you read that and you look at that in the Hebrew, it says it was like an explosion through the universe, like thunder, like lightning, it cried out. But then it says in Hebrews, when Jesus was crucified, his blood cried out more than Abel's. Now, why does this happen? This happens because God is omnipresent. He's in all timelines at all time. He's in the top dimension where he probably... Some physicists say it's the 13th dimension. Some say it's higher than that. Some say there's infinite amounts of dimensions. Whatever it is, God's in the top dimension, which basically gives him authority over all the lower dimensions. And what ends up happening, because Christ is on the cross right now in that timeline, he's omnipresent. This is the timeline that we're in, which means that we have the ability through scalar waves to receive the energy from Christ to restore us to righteousness. And because of that, we create a covenant with ourselves, with God Almighty through the Holy Spirit in His dimension. Now, this is like, the covenant is this. The old Indians used to do what's called a blood brother oath or blood brother covenant, and they would cut each other's hands, and they would put them together, and their blood would run together. And then whatever belonged to that Indian would belong to the other person, and vice versa. God created that covenant with us in blood through Christ. And when He did that, He changed this entire timeline. This timeline will never be without that particular event occurring. Plus, God is still on the cross with Christ because He's omnipresent. He's also at the end of the timeline, sitting at the right hand of God on the throne. He's omnipresent. Lucifer's not omnipresent. So God's blood, Jesus' blood, Yeshua's blood, continually sends out a energy healing frequency to all of us who are Christians, making us the righteous of God through Christ, through His blood. That's why it says in Hebrews, without the shedding of blood, there is no sacrifice of sins, and that Christ is the priest for all time, and that no further sacrifices have to be made. This is the thing you've got to understand if you don't understand what Christianity is. So what God has done, He's forever changed the ability of the evil one, or Lucifer, to control us, because He has no authority over us, because we're connected with God through Christ, through the Holy Spirit in the top dimension. That's why the verse in Corinthians says this. No, we speak of the mysteries and hidden wisdom of God, which He destined for our glory before time began, because there is no time with Him. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for had they understood it, they would not have crucified the Son of Glory. Rather, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. So this is what they're trying to change at CERN. In my opinion, they're trying to change the timeline and take Christ off the cross. They'll never crucify Him again.
How fascinating. But I get it. I get it.
Yesterday when I was praying, this came to me like a light bulb. And I said, oh, my gosh, that's what they're doing at CERN. They're trying to change our timeline, and they're never going to crucify the Son of Glory, because He knows better now. He wants to send somebody back in time with whatever they've got to do to stop the crucifixion, stop the persecution, so there'll never be an ascension of Christ. There'll never be a Holy Spirit. They want to create Genesis chapter 6 all over again, and they can't do it with Jesus Christ in this timeline. They can't do it because there's always going to be a righteous presence because of the Holy Spirit on this planet.
Well, it comes down to everything they want to do. Climate
That's
change.
Right.
They take the
everything.
Dominion over the earth, which is given to man, and then there's a hierarchy to be followed. And yet the climate change people want to invert that and make man last and persecute man. And this is exactly what they have to do to make the world the way they want it. This is clearly, I get it. Ted, I got to tell you, I'm going to need time to get my mind around this, because you are right on the money with this. Now, how will they manifest the change? Do you have any theories about that?
Well, it's the Mandela effect. What happens is if Christ comes off the cross, if they never crucify Him, everything changes. Roman history changes. Roman church never happened. Everything changes. All the wars, all the stuff, all the sacrifice, all the stuff that happened, Christ, all of the relationships with God, with Jesus, everything changes forever. It all goes back to the way it was B.C., and that's the way they want it, because remember, it didn't work BC as far as God's relationship with man. It didn't work that way because man continually sinned. So God had to find a way to fix this stuff, and He did it through Christ. That's why when Jesus was born, He shows up in the field when the sheep were out there, you know, in the spring when Jesus was born, and says, the angels show up, and they say, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Now, that means that the heavenly hosts were saying goodwill towards men, because the war of the heavenlies and the animosity between God and man, because of what Adam and Eve had done, was over, and God had put a stop to it through Jesus. And see, Satan misunderstood that. He thought as soon as he killed Christ, it would stop this. They thought he was going to come in as the king and take over the planet. They didn't realize he was going to sacrifice himself like he did. So they thought what we'll do is we'll kill him and we'll stop this movement. And what they did, they created the entire movement, and that's what they want to fix.
Do you know, you're getting some support for your notion here from a very unlikely source. I have a friend named Vance Davis who's formerly of the NSA, and he was stationed in NATO. And Vance told me, as part of his advanced training, they were taught that there has been a battle going on for eons between good and evil in the cosmos, and it's come to Earth to manifest.
That's right.
He also said that the soul, now this is 1993 when he told me this, before the term transhumanism became in vogue. He said the soul was the goal of these Satanists, but they couldn't crack the code of the soul to get control over it, so they had to try to morph human beings, and today we know this science as transhumanism.
That's correct. Because remember, everything is to destroy God's creation, but the problem is our DNA is proven to be much, much more resilient. Because remember, our DNA is a Tesla transformer coil. It's a step-up transmitter is what it is, and it connects us to the energetic field frequencies of God Almighty, of Yahweh. It connects us to the cross through the blood of the Lamb. This is how it works. It ties us all together as one. We become in covenant. And what happens is they don't want that. It's because we are much more resilient than we've ever thought. So if Lucifer had to redo one thing of all the thousands of years he's been in charge of this planet since Adam and Eve, what would he do? He would take Jesus off the cross. He would never have crucified him, period.
This is just stunning in its revelation. Well, Ted, before we leave, you bring a gift to the show that has benefited so many people, like I alluded to in the beginning commercial promo. You've helped Doug Hagman. You've helped myself. You've helped countless numbers of people with health conditions. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Health Masters and what you can make available to people and how you can help them.
We've got all kinds of protocols. We help people to maintain healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, Dave. We have healthy, you know, joint support. We do everything we possibly can to teach you and teach all of your listeners how to avoid the trap of the drugs. Because remember, one of the things that Pharmakia, it talks about in the book of Revelation, is that it's used by Lucifer to enslave and to trap people. This is through drugs and through medications. Now, I'm not saying that meds are always bad and that there aren't places for certain types of, you know, medical-based trauma programs, et cetera. Somebody gets their arm cut off, or the guy who got shot yesterday in the hip. I mean, we've got tremendous abilities to go ahead and try to go in and heal this guy and keep him healthy, right? Bring him back. But the problem is that when we start taking drugs for, like, cholesterol, which we know that drugs themselves cause hardening of the arteries, they cause heart disease, they cause all kinds of other side effects, it's not good. And so what we have to do is learn that in many cases there are natural protocols that can be used to help prevent and take care of problems that you may have without the use of drugs through lifestyle and dietary changes. That's why we've developed the finest, highest quality nutraceutical supplements in the world. And people are always asking me, they always say, you know, your products are so good. And I said, well, yeah, we make the best we can. I said, I don't answer to man, I answer to God as far as I'm concerned. I do the best I can in everything in my life. I mean, talking about the stuff we talked about today, Dave, I mean, people are either going to get this or they're not. This is not something that I'm trying to do for a popularity contest. It's just that people need to understand something, is that your health is extremely important, because if you're sick and you're tired and you're diseased, it makes it very difficult for you to stay frosty. It makes it very difficult for you to stay prepped up. It makes it very difficult for you to stay aware of your surroundings. That's why so many people walk around like in a zombie state, simply because they don't have the ability to think clearly, because the drugs and the medications they're taking has basically blinded the eye. They can't see anymore. They can't think anymore. They can't remember anymore, much less try to comprehend what we're talking about on the show today. So that's what we try to teach people. There's all kinds of natural approaches. You go to healthmasters.com, use the coupon code, I think it's Hodges5, right, Dave?
Yeah, that's the code, Hodges5, for 5% off.
And you get 5% off everything on for the show. And guys, when you support folks like me and you support Dave, you support alternative radio programming. So if you like the show we did today, if you could at least get your multiple vitamins from us, it'll make a huge, huge difference as far as us paying for our art show that airs every day from 3 to 4 on Global Star. And it'll make people realize that, hey, look, we can all make a difference if we work together and we can stop this massive onslaught of everything these guys are trying to do to us, Dave.
Exactly. And as a footnote to what we talked about in the first part of the show, to our black listeners, I'm with you. I've been with you for a long time, and Ted is with you too. You show me racism in overt form, and I'll march with you. But right now, don't be programmed. Don't fall into the trap, because this is satanically inspired. The deep state needs Donald Trump out of the way, so Satan's agenda can be realized in this country in its full form. Ted, do you think that's expressed accurately or not?
I couldn't have said any better. We have to. Donald Trump's not perfect. And guys, if you don't like Donald Trump, I don't like people don't like Donald Trump. But Hillary was worse. And so we've got to stand behind this guy the best we can right now, because he is standing against the deep state. Now, some of the things he's done, especially with the support of the Rothschilds and Goldman Sachs, I don't like at all. But the reality is this. They're trying to get gun legislation passed. They're trying to do all the things they're trying to do to the best of the ability of this guy. I know some of the preachers that are around him, and they're good people. I know them personally. And so the truth of the matter is this, guys. We just got to pray for him and hold him up. And I'm like you, Dave. If he starts becoming racist, if this is true, I'm marching with these guys, and I know you'll be right there with me. But, guys, until we see that, we can't do it. And, by the way, this whole Russian hacking thing is just a doggone witch hunt. It's complete nonsense. All they're trying to do is dilute his ability to lead and to have his presidency basically not do what it needs to do, guys. Because, remember, these are two satanic factions that are fighting against each other for the control of the hearts and the minds of the people of this planet. Always remember that.
You know, when I was in high school, we played a team that we were competing for with a championship. And as we were pulling away in the game, their fans started to throw marbles on the floor. And you can't play with marbles on the floor. And they'd clean the marbles up, and we'd continue the game with the same result, and they'd throw more marbles on the floor. And their goal was not to win the game, but to disrupt it so we couldn't win the game in its finality. And this is an analogy to what's going on with Donald Trump. The Democrats and the loony left and the deep state are doing nothing but throwing marbles on the floor to keep him from governing.
That's exactly right. Good, very good analogy, Dave. Exceptional analogy.
Well, I think at the end of the day, Ted, it's going to take all Christians uniting on our spiritual plane to fight against this. And God knows we got to stop CERN. Again, Ted, give out your information about your show and on Health Masters and how people can benefit.
Healthmasters.com. You can sign up for our free newsletter. We have the ability at this point to, you know, send you a newsletter for free, which is going to be, you're really going to enjoy. It'll be the latest research that's being done from a medical nutrition standpoint globally, and we cover all of the stuff on an ongoing newsletter. Plus, we have a talk show every day. We cover news events, the stuff like we talked about today, and you can listen to that show 24 hours a day, or you can listen to it online, or you can listen to it on your telephone when you're driving down the road with your Bluetooth. You can call 641-552-5310. I'm going to repeat that. 641-552-5310. And that allows you to listen to the show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your own leisure in the car, and not tie up any type of internet time. And it just goes right over the phone line. Now, T-Mobile is charging people like a penny a minute to listen to the show. None of that money comes to me. I wish T-Mobile wasn't doing this. They started doing this a couple months ago. But other than that, all the other carriers that I know, they don't charge anything to listen to the show, so it's totally free, and it is totally free for everybody if they want to listen to it online, and they go and find that link at healthmasters.com, Dave.
That's right, and don't forget the promo code Hodges5 to take advantage of the discount. Ted, this has been most enlightening. I want to thank you for joining us. Always like to have you on because you bring me insights that leave me staggered, like the CERN timeline situation. I got to go sit down after this interview and recover. So Ted Brewer, Dr. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com. His show airs right here on Global Star Radio Network from 3 to 4 every day Eastern time. And it's great programming, great guests. Ted, thanks so much for joining us.
Dave, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.